A Christian wedding ceremony should honor the embodied dignity of everyone present. Accessibility is not only a logistics issue, it is a ministry issue. When a bride and groom enter Christian marriage before God, the ceremony gathers real people in real bodies. Some guests may walk easily, some may use a wheelchair, walker, cane, or oxygen tank. Some may have hearing loss, vision impairment, chronic pain, anxiety, sensory sensitivity, dementia, autism, injury, pregnancy needs, or limited stamina. Some may be elderly, some may be grieving, some may be recovering from illness. A Christian officiant should notice these realities with compassion. The organic humans framework reminds us that people are embodied souls. We are not spirits floating above physical life. We are whole living beings before God. Our bodies, limitations, senses, emotions, histories, and vulnerabilities matter. That means ceremony design should not ignore bodies. Accessibility begins with simple questions. Can everyone reach the ceremony space? Is the aisle wide enough? Can elderly guests sit comfortably? Can someone in a wheelchair see and be seen? Can guests hear the vows? Can the couple stand safely? Is there shade, water, seating, or a weather plan? Will a long ceremony exhaust someone? Will flashing lights, loud sound, or crowded space overwhelm anyone? These are not small questions. They are acts of love. Ministry Sciences helps us notice that care is carried through systems. A ramp, a chair, a microphone, a printed program, a shorter ceremony, or a clear seating plan can become ministry when it helps people participate with dignity. The Bible repeatedly shows God's concern for the weak, the weary, the overlooked, and the vulnerable. Jesus noticed people others passed by. Christian wedding ministry should carry that same spirit. Accessibility also protects the covenant moment. If grandma cannot hear the vows, she is present physically but excluded from the witness. If a guest using a walker cannot reach the ceremony site, beauty has failed hospitality. If the bride is in pain and the officiant makes the ceremony too long, the ceremony becomes careless. If a child with sensory needs is shamed for movement or sound, the ceremony loses compassion. A Christian wedding does not have to be perfect, but it should be thoughtful. This matters in every ministry lane. The one wedding officiant should ask practical accessibility questions early. The experienced officiant should make accessibility a normal part of preparation. The church staff minister should consider building layout, sound, seating, communion, and family participation. The chaplain should be especially attentive in hospitals, hospice rooms, elder care facilities, correctional settings, and bedside ceremonies. Life coach ministers and romance officiants can help couples think about how hospitality reflects covenant love. The bride and groom do not create the truth of marriage. They enter the truth of marriage before God, but their ceremony should also welcome witnesses with care. Accessibility is not a distraction from beauty. Accessibility is part of beauty. It says you matter, your body matters, your presence matters. You are not an inconvenience. A Christian wedding officiant helps create a ceremony where the bride and groom enter covenant life before God, and where the people gathered are treated as image bearers with dignity, patience, and love. Beauty serves covenant. Hospitality serves love. Accessibility serves embodied souls before God.